Maria Callas singing Summertime, and that takes us right into Summer Music Festival Spirit. My guest this afternoon is a name many classical music lovers in Canada know well, Atis Bankas, a celebrated violinist, passionate educator, visionary behind one of Ontario's most cherished music summer festivals, that's Music Niagara. He's a graduate of both the Lithuanian State Conservatory, the famed Moscow Tchaikovsky Conservatory. He's performed worldwide and continues to inspire the next generation through his teaching. Welcome, Atis. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here, and thanks for having me.
Wonderful. Congratulations on your 27th season with Music Niagara. How are you feeling before the summer?
I'm feeling 27.
27. I love it. I love it. Well, a quarter century more of experience.
They're going. And
just going and going.
You offer so much to bring to Niagara. So I'm not looking into numbers, really, but thanks for reminding me.
Yeah. Well, you have the youthful spirit that keeps this thing going, an incredible creative energy. Congrats to you and your team. This year's season runs from June 15th to August 15th. Can you walk us through some of the exciting highlights at Music Niagara?
Yes, I thought to mention, since we're into numbers, this year the world celebrates 300 years of four seasons by Vivaldi that 300 years ago was published, and they never stopped being heard on musical stages around the world. Will be part of that celebration, and maybe lesser, but not lesser in meaning, 340 years since the birth of Johann Sebastian Bach. So we're also paying tribute to that as well.
Two incredible milestones, yes. And who's doing the Vivaldi this year? Who do you have playing?
Well, you know, the festival always gives stage in a big way to young and upcoming talents. And I'm glad you asked. Sora Satamount is a 15-year-old.
Oh, yeah. He's been turning heads as of late. Yes, my eyes are watching him, too.
Yes, and something coming along. I've been teaching him for the last 8 years since he was seven. So I'm very proud of him.
Great. Wonderful. Yes, I watched his recordings online, and he is a spectacular talent. Definitely somebody who will be going far.
Indeed. So just to give an example, we're starting with the Laura Secord Youth Choir from Niagara region, from St. Catharines. So they have master classes as well, and other participation of young performers and members of Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra. So make a big effort to feature them. But also we have seasoned performers, Canadian and foreign, like from Czech Republic, from United States, and from Lithuania, my country of origin. So that's what we have. We have different genres and styles.
Well, you have the Laura Secord Youth Choir. You mentioned the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra. Why is it so important to nurture emerging talent today? It's a buzzword. It's so important to incorporate. What do you want to see happen? What's the long-term impact?
Well, the long-term impact is great, because if you don't think and do something about the future, what ever popular saving the planet, that's also a long-term impact. It's saving culture and tradition and classical music that we are concentrating on, but we have so many other genres presented in this year's festival. I'm very, very proud of the program.
Just wonderful. And, you know, it always keeps youth busy, right, during the summer, off their screens, and they can then tell their friends come and visit, and you're starting to build this wonderful new audience that comes and comes back to the festival eventually. It comes back full circle.
It's never-ending process. You know, I'm not the one to start or finish. We always have to think of tomorrow's audiences, promoting our cultural traditions.
I'm speaking with Atis Bankas. He is the artistic director of Music Niagara. You can get the full itinerary, the full schedule, that is musicniagara.org. Many interesting venues, and I'm always fascinated by where you perform, from St. Mark's Church to Vineyards to the Cider House, and a great diverse lineup from classical to cabaret, jazz, and blues. What an incredible diverse season.
We're continuing with our annual celebration of glory to Ukraine, that listeners and our patrons will be able to hear and see music by Ukrainian composers, performed by Ukrainian soloists, but also in the mix of that program, there will be Mendelssohn and Bach. So all very rounded program with definitely an accent on Ukraine and Ukrainian culture and music.
Terrific.
And by the way, planning to have a visual exhibition at that day from Ukraine, you'll be able to see that in the church hall, Addison Hall, it's called there next to St. Mark's Church in Niagara Lake. So that's coming up. It's going to be quite an event.
Glory to Ukraine. I see that, your annual tribute concert, a very diverse program from Bach to some to Skorik. We often feature him, his works. I see the Carpathian Rhapsody there for solo violin, a beautiful rhapsodic work. Yeah, and tell us a little bit about the performers for this evening as well.
For that evening, Solomia Ivak is really a renowned Ukrainian violinist. Comes from Ukraine, living now in the United States, a graduate of Curtis Institute, performing all over the world and promoting especially Ukrainian music and composers, old and new. And so we'll have a chance to hear her as well. I'll be joining her in a Bach double concerto. And that's going to the celebration of 340 years. For Johann Sebastian. So it will be very, very nice, rounded, emotional, meaningful event on July 27th.
Terrific. Well done. Atis, I'm always in awe of your programming. Good luck to you and your team as you navigate all these exciting concerts this summer. Good luck to you. And it's coming up very soon, June 15th, the first concert, Ironwood Cider House. That's the Laura Secord Youth Choir.
Yeah, it goes on until August 15th.
August 15th, yep. 2 months, power-packed with music. You can get all the information you need at musicniagara.org. And let's cue up a little bit of Vivaldi. Here it is, Summer, Daniel Hope on the violin.